Now, sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Carson Smith, that we are placing him on the disabled list effective today with a right shoulder subluxation. How he hurt it yesterday, and we've talked to Carson, he's very apologetic. He's feel bad about it. When he left the game, he was upset. Threw his glove, and when he threw his glove, his shoulder subluxed. It's unfortunate. It's a mistake that takes place, but unfortunately, it put him on the disabled list.
It's been a hell of a week. From a press conference standpoint, is there going to be a point 2-3 months down the road where we're sitting here doing a show and just teeing up the sound of course saying, well, he's got a mild carpal tunnel. Hey, we hope he's going to make his next start. He's going to adjust the Fortnite. And then Dombrowski's very, very apologetic.
You ever seen a 28-14 team that has the arrow pointing down the way this one does? Have you ever? I can't ever recall a team that has record-wise such a great record over the first quarter of the season, and yet you look at them and say, oh no, is this about to all fall apart? Is this about to go south? That bullpen is the biggest issue on this team. We've talked about that for the first 6 weeks of this thing.
Yeah.
The bullpen's the issue, and keeps getting worse.
So what the fat face kid say? He's fatigued,
well,
Jim?
Do you have you heard Dave Dombrowski say, he threw his glove. In frustration. He's pissed off. He threw his glove.
It happens. Yeah. My 9-year-old does that sometimes after he strikes out.
Sure. Yeah. But the shoulder,
he just throws the helmet.
As Dombrowski said, subluxed. It slipped out. A little loose. A little loose there in the shoulder.
Got a little loose in the kink.
Yeah, a little loose in the kink.
He's such a competitor there, Mark.
There in the 1-2.
Such a competitor. He's so angry that he just wants to take his frustrations out on something. Look at the way he competes.
It popped out.
Look at that fire.
He knew that was a problem, but
pull out your shoulder.
As he said, you know, he's surprised by all this because this is something he does all the time.
You can ask Joe Kelly. I throw my glove every day playing catch with him. That's part of my warm up routine. Is I go through my throwing motion, throw my glove. Actually, usually hold on to it. Sometimes I accidentally release it. I think it's a freak accident. I mean, I think fatigue played a factor. My shoulder just couldn't handle it.
What do you mean by fatigue play?
Thank you!
I think my shoulder's tired in general.
from pitching?
Yeah, it's just from pitching. I mean,
14 innings he's pitched this year.
I'm tired. My shoulder's tired. And I do this every day. It's a freak accident. I'm always throwing my gloves. I throw my glove as part of my warm-up.
When I play catch with Joe
Sometimes
Kelly.
Sometimes I don't release it. That's my favorite part.
Joe Kelly.
He does the throwing motion with the glove in his hand, but then he doesn't release it.
It's like a warm-up?
Yeah.
No, it's like you play catch with Joe Kelly, but Joe Kelly's so bad, too, that when he misses me and throws it 10 feet over my head, I get so mad and I throw my glove. We can't even play catch. What the hell is going on?
Do they throw the glove back and forth with each other?
No, he says he doesn't release.
No, he says he doesn't release. But ask Joe Kelly. Joe Kelly knows.
You know, it's a lot like
so he
our
takes his glove off his left hand.
Let me ask you a question.
Holds it with his right hand.
How can we get Joe Kelly to do
motion?
This? How can we get Joe Kelly to sublux his shoulder?
You're running out of guys, dude.
Is there any chance he could do that this afternoon? Go out there, throw the old glove around.
Hey, at least he got in a fight earlier this year. He went after that Austin kid. I like that.
Yeah, you like
that's
that.
That's why I like Joe Kelly.
What else do you like about Joe Kelly?
Okay,
ready?
Joe Kelly
ready?
Year.
Go. Ready? List all the good qualities about him as a pitcher.
He's got those glasses. He's got that little wild thing look. You know, yeah. It's Charlie Sheen.
Yeah. Okay,
so you get that.
What about the pitching?
Oh.
You're always going to be let down by that guy. Meanwhile, Tyler Thornburg, who is throwing and is making rehab assignment, is making starts or not starts, but he's making appearances in Pawtucket. Shaky outing on Monday. He feels okay, but the velocity has now dipped and has come down, and he apparently can't really find the strike zone. So that's encouraging. It does. It doesn't feel good. Everything around this Red Sox team right now doesn't feel good.
Oh, my God. This fatigued guy's thrown a total of 100 innings in his career.
17 this year. I mean, 14 this year, and he's fatigued. I thought they were easing these guys in during spring training. Like, there was this new approach, saving them for the end of the year. So this guy's gassed? Yeah. Throwing gloves.
Tired. Tired. Tired shoulder.
They just couldn't take it anymore. He's very. I'm just glad he's very apologetic. Like, sorry, Skip. Just popped out when I threw the glove. Sorry, Mr. Henry. Sorry, you got to sign that bottom right corner, but I'm done. The fact, Dombrowski said, this does not look good.
But if you throw something, he's on a 10-day deal, whether it be a glove, whether it be anything you can think of that you throw in a fit of rage because you're angry, that is not the motion of throwing something. That is not pitching. That is not doing anything that is baseball related. Because you know there are people that are going to want to say, well, if you know this may have happened to him if he was out there throwing pitches. Maybe at some point he throws a pitch and it happens. Maybe, and you know what? We wouldn't rip him for it. We'd say, that sucks. He was pitching. Sometimes pitchers suffer injuries.
Yeah.
But this?
No.
In a fit of rage, I whipped my glove as hard as I could. And because I made that, as a guy who makes his living with his shoulder and his arm, I screwed myself up because I'm an idiot. You just say, can we call it for what it is?
Right.
He's an idiot.
I got people chirping me on Twitter. You don't understand.
Call
he's a pitcher. Wars down. You know who I get? You know who I feel sorry for? The guy out there that's throwing 97 miles an hour, and you see the forearm snap, or the elbow just comes apart.
That's okay. When you get on,
that's the guy I feel bad for.
Hurt yourself pitching.
Blew his arm out.
You hurt yourself pitching.
Right.
This guy wasn't pitching. He was just pouting. He was angry.
Fatigued.
He wanted to throw something. He wanted to do it in a fit of rage.
I'm disappointed, just like him. We talk about it last night. Talk about it today. What can I say? You know, people get frustrated. He knows. You know, it's a freak accident, let's be honest.
It's not a freak
accident. First guy that slams a glove or throws a bat or punches himself.
Who's the guy?
I'm sorry.
Punches
the last part? You know what freak accidents are? Who's the guy that cut his hand on the Bass Pro knife fishing? He was fishing with his son when they were down spring training.
Jake Peavy,
a couple years ago. That's a freak accident. I accidentally sliced my hand because we're out there and I'm trying to get the hook off.
Or playing with your drone. The Indians pitcher, is that Bauer?
Yeah, I don't have
Trevor
a lot of
Bauer.
Sympathy for those
guys.
Those
are badass, man. Those drones will tear your ass up.
But yeah, punch it.
My buddy got stitches in his face from it.
Thing punching came himself?
Attack, Carson Smith may have been better off punching himself.
Punches himself.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, no, I punch myself all the time.
Yeah. Jim, is that the video we were watching?
The other day.
Oh, God.
Yes, that was the video. The guy from Houston punched himself after the out.
No, fit of rage, wants to throw something, wants to do something. It's like Marcus Smart punching a mirror, or whatever it was he did punch.
Swiped. Wow. He swiped it.
Swiped it, yeah, right.
You just lost two games to Oakland. A's came in and kicked your ass back-to-back nights.
It's unbelievable. They just have this great record, and yet it doesn't feel like anything's going right now. Bullpen's a mess. It gets worse. At least Jackie Bradley Jr. wasn't in the lineup last night. That's a plus. Maybe that guy's finally coming around on that. That he's not a major league hitter.
Oh, he needs to hit. Got to get him going.
Yeah. Andrew Benintendi started to come around last night. He certainly needs to do that. So there are, I guess, a few positives. We'll find a few positives in there. That's the kind of people we are.
Yeah.
Glass is always half full.
Moreland still hitting?
Yep.
Doubles?
Yep.
Mitchie two bags,
Mike
baby.
And Milbury on the Red Sox. Yeah. Hey, Mike.
Hey. Well, I'm pretty shocked by that Jones phone call. Shocked that he actually took a phone call because that's a rarity on the Jones show.
Is it?
You know,
really?
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah. Bring up his phone call stats. I mean, you're going to see like one per hour.
Let me see if I can do that.
It could be lack of call volume.
Yeah, can you do that? Can you bring up?
I don't know. I'm going to take a look for you, Mike. I'm going to try and get into that.
No, Jones
that's
is
per,
a
calls per hour stat. No, I'd love to see that on his show.
Jones has always been known to have a low CPH.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Yep.
Anyway, Red Sox, I'm a little bit of shocked on this whole accountability thing. I mean, these snowflakes are now going to be called out for like carpet tunnels, throwing gloves against the wall. What's next? This is not the Red Sox team my father knew. That's all I got to say about that. Shocking.
Well, there's zero, to your point, Mike, there's zero accountability.
Right.
None. I mean, from the manager. Listen to this. It's just a freak accident. That just happens.
Well,
guys punch themselves. I mean, what?
I think he's covering his ass. You know, I mean, that's stuff Cora has to do with the position.
Why do you have to do that?
Because, I mean, they rolled Price out. They handled last week.
I get it when you're trying to protect David Price because that's in the guy's head. Yeah. And by the way, he's not going anywhere. Carson Smith? What do you have to protect Carson Smith
I don't know.
For?
It makes the organization look bad. So I don't know. Maybe he's on a defense. Maybe that's the order from Dombrowski.
Who's going to be upset that you say that this guy, we're not happy with him.
I don't know.
We're not happy with that happening. Who's going to be mad about that? Why do you have to protect that guy?
God, nothing to getting beat. You know, you're down three runs. You got to sit there and listen to Johnny freaking Gomes for an hour. And you're like, I just can't do this anymore.
I mean, he's got a couple of years left of, you know, arbitration, but still, who cares? You're upset Carson Smith? Carson Smith has come here and done nothing for the Boston Red Sox. Nothing. And you've got to protect that guy? That's right. There's a line there somewhere. Carson Smith doesn't really pass that test. 617-779-0985. More of your Celtics calls. Carson Smith injury. Also, Robinson Cano has been popped for PEDs, which happened yesterday. Worth the mention. We'll do that next.
Just because you're at work doesn't mean you have to miss a story. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And he can win it.
Yeah. Another good outing.
And that mustache has not moved since about 3 o'clock today.
Nope. Goes with those blue eyes pretty good. It's a good setup.
You know, he looks like he might be your bartender in about like 1862, doesn't he?
Yeah. White shirt, suspenders, rolled up, Chuck Taylors, big cuffs on the bottom, pin-up girl tattoo on his forearm.
Alrighty.
Okay.
To Wanda Vasquez.
I laughed my ass off.
Was O'Brien trying to cut him off there?
That transpired in the seventh inning. So I think after a couple games plus seven innings of that crap that you got last night, I think he's had enough of Johnny Gomes.
I got a phone call last night, Hardy. A phone call. My phone rang at about, it was halftime of the Celtics. So what was that, about 9:30?
Closer to 10.
Look at my phone. We'll do.
Yeah, about 9:45-ish.
Let's see. This call came in at 9:43 p.m.
Okay. Oh.
And the call lasted 24 seconds. Oh. It was from Scott Zolak.
Hey.
Calling me. I'm like, what is this about? He's like, you've got to make, are you watching the Sox? I'm like, I'm in the other room. Why? Go to the TV. Go to the TV right now. You've got to see Gomes. He's so bad. I don't think he knows who Lenny Clark is. And I went in and I caught the end of that. And I think you're right.
Can you pull? We got to pull that in too. Lenny went
just
in.
What I heard. I don't think he knew who he was or knew why he was there. I think he was completely lost.
They showed Lenny at the end leaving. Hey, Dave, it's great seeing you. I love your body. It's good seeing you. And then Lenny goes like this. Puts his hand up to Johnny Gomes. Johnny like reaches out, shakes his hand. Yeah, you jack wagon. I don't know why you was this guy. He never said nothing to me. Nothing.
Big cuffs on the bottom. Pin-up girl tattoo on his forearm.
Alrighty.
Okay.
That is okay. The play. Hey, no, I've wrong. Worked with a lot of play-by- that I worked with a lot of play-by-play guys. That's the play-by-play guy nicely telling you to shut the up. F up.
That's the shut-up sign.
Pin-up girl tattoo on his forearm.
Alrighty.
Okay.
That's a Gil one right there. That's a Gil. Like, stop. Right. Watch it. What
okay.
A tool bag this guy is. They kept showing videos of him running around home, kicking his helmet, putting it. Like, yeah, we get it.
Why is he doing games right now at home?
Well, consider the lot
at home is the key part. What is that?
Right. So Remy's taking some games off. Where's Eck? Where is Eck?
Where's Eck? At a golf tournament. Getting paid lots of money to be there.
For multiple days in a
row? Honestly, yes.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of Red Sox in the background this year.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Eck.
Where's Eck been?
He was out. He was early in the year. He was early. First month of April. He did a lot of games, I think, in April.
You did?
I thought so. I thought I heard Eck early when his team was hot.
Yeah, he worked like an early series on a weekend, I think, maybe. It was like the first series Remy had off. I remember hearing Eck.
Where is he now?
He's a Hall of Fame pitcher. I guarantee you he's getting paid $15,000 to $25,000 to play golf in tournaments. telling you, he's on the golf circuit. It's that time of year, bro. Tournaments galore. X making bank doing those. I'm telling you.
Okay.
He's stamped.
All right. I miss him. I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
Miss him.
I mean, if I were watching that game last night, he would have been sorely missed. But I checked it out for about 5 minutes.
How'd you like to be the producer or the executive director in a truck at Nesson? Dealing with that for 3.5 hours. What you want to do here is, and it's like Sarge doing a headline, trying to elongate my verbiage to stretch it out for the 90 seconds. He tries so hard. It's so forced. Because there's times where they'll be like chatting, and Gomes pretty damn good when he's just like, you know, just chatting like this.
Yeah.
That's where like the real Gomes comes out as opposed to, okay, here we go.
Steve in the car is offering some clarity on the Carson Smith injury.
Should be good.
All right, Steve, go ahead. Steve?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, sup, Zoe?
What's up, Steve?
Hey, so I want to provide a little bit of clarity on the Carson Smith injury. So the drill that he described where he's holding his glove and simulating his throwing motion, it's supposed to be it's called a towel drill. You do it with a towel in your right hand, and you simulate your motion, you go through, and you finish. And sometimes you throw your glove, sometimes you don't. But that has absolutely nothing to do with that injury. He was just pissed, and he threw his glove, and he went and threw his glove, and the glove was heavier than the ball, and his shoulder just separated. That has nothing to do. It's just a complete BS excuse.
Right, huh. In a fit of rage. And then that towel drill, don't the pitchers usually keep their glove on, their glove hand?
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
I've seen that one before.
You do. Yeah. Sometimes if you don't have a towel, you can hold your glove in your right hand or throwing hand and do it. But, yeah, usually you have your glove on.
Right.
You use a towel.
Okay.
I would think the Red Sox could have towels.
You're right. They have a healthy supply of towels in the clubhouse.
I would think they'd be pretty thorough with the bands, the towels, and all the multiple strengthening and arm stretching exercise that they would do to warm guys up.
Well,
sure, the Red Sox are all over
so
that.
So even if, let's assume whatever. Okay, yeah. So he's always used the glove in place of that. Fine. I've seen that before. What does that have to do with you throwing it in a fit of rage, pissed off at yourself so hard that you got hurt? Do you throw your glove so hard when you're doing a drill with the glove in your hand?
Oh, you could just use to slam his helmet.
That you would hurt and separate your shoulder?
Doesn't seem like it, no.
Stop it. You excuse-making crybaby.
Right.
You haven't done crap for the Boston Red Sox. You haven't done a bleeping thing here. Not anything. You've done nothing but get hurt.
I mean, this is a guy. This is a guy.
Bad trade. You've made this a very bad trade for Dave Dombrowski.
This is a guy that's been with the team that travels with the team that sees what the environment is and sees the way they treat David Price and see what David Price is allowed to get away with and do. Like, the bar's been set. Well, this is what you create. This is the problems that you're going to have when you allow this type of crap to go on. Calling your own shots. Fit of rage.
You pitched 21 innings in 2 seasons in a Red Sox uniform.
This is why you shouldn't have guaranteed.
Shut
like,
up already.
You screw up, it's on you.
Just admit you screwed up and that you were angry and it was dumb and you hurt yourself as a result. Can you just do that?
Fatigue.
And can the team at least say that? Instead of telling us how it's a freak accident?
Well, he's very sorry. They've talked to him. Both said that, Dombrowski and Cora. We both spoke to him.
They spoke to him.
Very upset.
Billy's in Waltham on LeBron being a fraud. Billy.
Billy!
Real quick, before I get into my LeBron, I want to say that every reliever Dombrowski trades for made of glass. Like, we have the best hospitals and schools in the country. You can't find a competent doctor to, like, check these guys out.
They got him.
It's infuriating.
They got him. Please.
It drives me insane. So, anyway, LeBron, did you see his post-game?
I did.
He's up there joking and laughing and like it just feels like so fake to me. He feels like such a fraud. Like the guy, oh god, he comes.
Yeah, just hope he doesn't win the next two at home. I mean, I'm with
trades,
you on that.
And the trades that GM LeBron made haven't seemed to be working out for him so far. So they need to come through if they're going to have any kind of chance in this series.
Yeah. I think that's a well known.
I don't know what more LeBron's supposed to sit up there and look angry.
John in the car, talk to me about Kyle Korver last night.
Why didn't he play more is pretty much my question. I hate to agree with Lau because he's a whiny green teamer who like talks
show.
He's on YouTube all the time.
Excellent call. Excellent phone call. So
my takeaway.
Dude,
so
get
good.
Over it. we don't need to be pumping the Celtics tires all the time. Like, why every game the Celtics do well does Louth complain that people aren't giving them their due? Get over it. They're
anything, Louth?
Anyway, yeah, Korver played 21 minutes, which was like 8 minutes less than J.R. Smith and like 12 minutes less than George Hill.
George Hill got way too many minutes in that game.
Oh, my God.
Way too many minutes.
3 points. And they're, I mean, if you care about defensive rating, they're all within a couple points of each other. Korver shot like 630 true shooting, like 4 for 5, 4 for 10. I don't know.
I wonder if they think he's not athletic enough to play up against this lineup that the Celtics give you.
Maybe that's true, but like the Hill and J.R. Smith are awful defensively. At least he was scoring. Like, I don't get what they were doing at all. Oh, another big thing that was huge out of there. Celtics actually, they were down like 9-10 rebounds in the first half. They ended up out-rebounding them. Pretty impressive. Talk to you later, guys.
Yeah, I don't know why he didn't play more. Jeff Green is out there for 8 minutes.
Oh.
Scored 6 points. He was a minus 17.
Jeff Green.
I mean, I know they're different positions, but aren't we supposed to be playing positionless basketball in 2018? Between a shooting guard and a small forward,
who's worse, J.R. Smith or Jeff
Cross
Green?
Over there, you know, swing around a little bit.
The Celtics have too many athletes. They had to put Jeff Green on the floor. That's the problem. Kyle Korver can't play defense. Every time Kyle Korver was on defense, they posted him up.
Would you go back to watching YouTube, Jim?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'll cite my true shooting numbers.
What's
next
wrong
time.
With true shooting numbers? Jesus. Nothing wrong with a good use.
We can disagree.
True shooting numbers.
Yee-Yee didn't get into the game last night,
no,
did he?
Your
so
guy.
Game one appearance for Yee-Yee, but not last night.
What was Korver? I'm trying to see here. I think Korver was 0 for 3 from 3 in the second half. I might have that wrong. I don't want to double-check that.
Yeah, because I can't believe it. He was only 2 for 5 for the game.
Yes! Yes! In your mind, he had this great night.
Yes!
In your mind, he was this great player for them last night.
Who, Korver?
Yeah.
Couple of key threes early on.
Quick points. I think he had 11 total.
He had 11 total, but all those 9 points came in like a 4-minute run.
Yeah, and Mark Jackson said Stevens was pissed at Marcus Smart for not keeping up with
him. Did you see that?
And they were on him like glue the rest of the game. They made the adjustment.
Did you see Stevens get angry on the sideline?
Yeah.
You could catch that.
Yeah.
It was great. Mad.
They keep making adjustments as the game goes on. The other teams don't make adjustments.
I'm glad you brought up Stevens. Let's have Zoe practice one more before the headline here.
Hey, ready to go? Brad Stevens with us here on Zolak and Bertrand.
What's up, guys?
Coach, you have your arms crossed at the end of the game.
Sports Hub headlines.
Wow. Celtics got the win over Cleveland last night at the TD Garden, 107-94. They now lead the best of 7. 2-0. LeBron James, after the game, thinks the... what do you think about the fourth quarter there, LeBron? What are you touching me like that for?
You know, we had some good looks. We had an opportunity. It was a two-possession game. We're down 6. We had a great trap in the corner on Jaylen Brown, and I felt like we played great defense, and the foul was called on Al Horford. He goes and make 2. We don't score. And they kind of sent it back to a 10-point game after that.
So, for LeBron James last night, his line looked like this. 42 points overall. He ended up with a triple-double, 12 assists, 10 rebounds. But, as I said, 107-94, Cavaliers lose Game 3 in Cleveland on Saturday night. Red Sox need to win tonight to avoid a sweep at the hands of the A's at Fenway Park. Chris Sale gets the start. Stanley Cup playoffs, Lightning over the Capitals 4-2 last night. They now trail 2-1. Winnipeg visits Vegas tonight. That series tied at 1 game each. Headlines are brought to you by Stone & Bank. If you need a bank, make it Stone & Bank. Expect more, get more, do more. That's the Stone & Bank way. Learn more now at stoneandbank.com. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Are they aliens?
The Sports Hub.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Yeah.
All right, we've lost Zoe again. He's watching the monkey video with the raccoon. Are those gorillas? Those are gorillas.
No, they're chimpanzees.
Oh, they're chimpanzees.
I thought they were gorillas. I thought it was silverbacks.
No.
Hey, these are gorillas. What's funny is to see the ones on
here. See, forget it.
The ones on the outside. This guy's over here. He's picking bugs out of his head. This one over here is itching his ass. And then this one's just got the raccoon by the tail and he's swinging it. Oh, my God.
Robinson Cano. 80-game suspension for violating MLB's joint drug agreement.
So stupid.
He did not test positive for a PED. He tested positive for a diuretic, which can be used as a masking agent, and it is punished equally.
Ugh.
Per John Heyman, though testing positive for a diuretic doesn't mean an automatic suspension, an investigation, which is tasked with determining if a player's use is legitimate or an attempt to mask something else, which means that Major League Baseball had to have looked deeper into the issue and then decided to suspend him, which means, in the opinion of Major League Baseball, he did not have a legitimate medical reason to be taking the diuretic. And their investigation revealed that he was taking it possibly at his own, decision, not anyone else's, not a doctor's order, nothing like that. And because of that, 80 games for Robinson Cano. Anybody surprised?
Nope.
Anybody surprised that there's going to be excuses made for why he was on the diuretic, which have been?
No.
Do players in Major League Baseball still take PEDs?
Yeah. Yep.
Should.
Are they widely used?
It should be.
Probably.
It's bad for baseball. Bad to take this guy off the field for 80 games. I don't know. You know how I feel about this stuff.
I don't know. Tell me.
I think it should be. I think you should be able to do some things. That's a long season. 162 games.
Yeah.
Such a grind for these guys. There's got to be some sort of a balance here. There really does.
Justin Verlander.
If you could perfect things to where you could help guys recover faster, I don't have a problem them
Verlander.
Using the recovery.
Go ahead.
Tweeted this.
Yeah.
2:29 p.m. yesterday. And excuse coming in 3, 2, 1 after the news was announced on Robinson Cano, because that's what happens with every single player. Mm-hmm. Here's what I would say to those who say, the testing is working. Look, it has results. There have been suspensions. Star players have gone down. They couldn't even prove that Cano did PEDs.
Right. You're getting him on masking agents. You're lucky that masking agents were added in, to the PED part of it. Not only can you not take PEDs, but there are masking agents that
they never caught him. They never caught him for the PED. They caught him for the masking agent. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
So they have no idea what he took.
What did Manny get caught for? The pregnancy drug that they busted him on?
Yep.
It was a pregnancy drug. It wasn't even a steroid.
Yeah, but that actually works. That actually works partially as like a testosterone booster.
Yeah.
That drug that Manny was taking, there's a little bit of difference there. He was taking a diuretic. That can't possibly help.
So, I mean, what's going on locally? What, you want to take a victory lap because a former Yankee got busted?
No.
I mean, the Pettit got busted, right? He owned it.
So, Verlander's,
A-Rod,
Verlander's tweet.
$12 million, huh?
Verlander's tweet was perfect.
$12 million.
Which he had out at 2:29, because as he posted that, like minutes later, the statement from Cano hit.
So I just like that it's Verlander, 35-year-old pitcher who's got a 1.21 ERA. Probably going to be knocking on his door soon, too.
Yeah.
He claims that the furosemide, the diuretic drug that he tested positive for, was prescribed to him by a doctor in the Dominican. A licensed doctor in the Dominican. What does it take to be a licensed doctor in the Dominican? I'm curious. I mean, that's not a joke. Like, what does that take? What's the status of healthcare there? What's the degree of which?
Probably some degree of schooling.
Yeah, but is it? It's not equal to the United States. I can tell you that.
Probably take some classes
to treat a medical ailment.
CSB.
And therefore, it was legit. And you know what Major League Baseball did? They said, that's a doctor in the Dominican. And no. No. That's not legit. Your usage is not legit. They suspended him. And now that he's hurt, he's dropping the appeal of the suspension, which was handed down sometime before the season.
You know, and your question, Beetle, was a good one. is testing working? People will say, well, yeah, you know, they're catching not only the stuff, but the masking agents. But if it were really working, what Major League Baseball wants is for nobody to be on this stuff. And if the testing really worked, nobody would even think about it. If it, you know, they want the testing to at this point, they would probably, in their 5-10 year plan, had it mapped out by now, it'll strictly be a deterrent. You know, the testing is in place, but nobody's going to be dumb enough to try and beat any of these tests anymore, which leads me to believe that, well, if someone's taking masking agents and there's, we all believe there are other people out there that are still doing it, then the testing isn't working all right. That well. They just want everybody off of it.
Cano will be able to serve the suspension, by the way, while he's out after having the wrist surgery from breaking his wrist earlier this week.
Oh, good.
The drug program does not distinguish a healthy player and a not healthy
what
player.
What did he throw to break his wrist?
Did he hit by pitch? Did you see it?
No,
gold watch. It hurt like hell.
To throw a shoe?
Pitch came up and in.
Your shoes?
And he got hit on the wrist. He got crushed.
Punches himself.
So he loses what, $12 million?
Yes.
Think it matters?
He said what? I don't know if it's exactly 12 million, but he makes what, about 24 a year?
It's double digits, yeah.
Yeah, we'll say it's about $12 million. That's fine. Do you think it was worth it for him? The Mariners have an out? I don't think they do.
No.
He lost $12 million of the $240 million he got. It's
thank you.
Worth it.
Yep. Thank you. Yeah. Here's another question.
Do it.
Do you think this was the first time Robinson Cano dabbled in PEDs?
No.
So if it's working, why is it that Robinson Cano didn't get caught until now?
Because it's not working. Not working the way they intended.
Because your testing doesn't work.
Andrew Benintendi looks like a different person this year.
Because there's tons of guys that are doing a little something to either stay on the field or to get bigger, whatever it might be. And your testing doesn't work. Sorry. Heard a lot of arguments about how great the testing is and how it works. Yeah, sometimes it does. Sometimes
Cano got himself paid. Good for him. Let's sit here and rip him today.
You think he's not going to the Hall of Fame now?
Oh, who could care? Who cares?
Would you care?
In it to get paid.
I wouldn't care. $240 million.
I'd be in it to get paid.
Probably wouldn't care.
But he's probably not going to get there.
But these guys do. Baseball more than any other sport.
They really do.
They desperately care about the Hall of Fame. So for him, that's a big deal.
Well, those crotchety old writers, they're really going to hold this one against him.
Oh, yes, they are.
He's not getting in right away.
Yes, they are. Billy and Revere on Robinson Cano. Billy.
You bad boy, you.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hi.
I just wanted to comment on the diuretic. And, of course, you know, that's Lasix is the brand name for what he took. And certainly, unless he's an 80-year-old man with congestive heart failure, I don't know what condition would require the prescription Lasix. Because unless his ankles are retaining fluid, he's retaining fluid. Certainly, it's great to flush your system because it makes you go and go and go. So it's a good way to hide something. There's no other use of that.
No, it's good. They told him to elevate his feet. Keep him up, you know, off the ground. Use the recliner. Get that fluid away from the feet.
Yeah, when you're watching the soap operas, because that's the only really use of that. So, certainly that's a red flag. And the fact that he's using PEDs, it's clear cut there because I don't know what condition would warrant that drug. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, and that's what baseball did. They called a doctor here in the States and said, why would this guy be taking this? Can you come up with a legitimate reason? And they said, no. Is he an 80-year-old man with congestive heart failure? Not at last check. No. Okay, then. So you're still watching that video of the...
No.
The monkeys?
No.
Not monkeys. What are they again?
Nope. Chimpanzees.
Chimpanzees.
Yep.
Hear about the bear on the Green Line?
Sure did. There was a report, and I read the report, and... Yeah.
Why don't we get into that?
I was going to try and do this as my takeaway today. It won't work.
It needs more explaining.
More time. Yes.
More time. We'll explain it to you next. Zolak
and Bertrand. It is no longer wise to ignore it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Chris, police say the last place that bear was spotted was in a tree on Center Street, which is a main street here in Newton. But police just told us moments ago the bear has come down from the tree and has moved on. Here's a photo showing the bear up in the branches. Police believe it's an adult black bear. They say a resident first called animal control around 6 o'clock yesterday morning, reporting that they saw the bear in the Crystal Lake area, which is a very popular place for walking and running. Animal control received a second call around 9 o'clock last night from someone saying they spotted the bear on Center Street. Police believe the animal came into town along the Green Line tracks. Police said they had an officer monitoring the area to keep both the public safe as well as the bear. At this point, they say the bear has come down from the tree and moved on. They were...
Look for the...
Would have loved to have heard the conclusion of that report.
Well,
they let the kid run aboard.
The bear climbed down and walked away.
Thank God.
There's a bear walking around in Newton. Well, that's settled.
Do you know what's
can't
on
have a, can't have him up in the tree, but as long as he climbed down and went on his way, then we're good.
Our poor buddies, Barry and Stu, they're right there on Center Street. 1211 Center Street, Newton. That bear just went by and said, you know what? You don't have anything I can buy off the rack.
At the risk of sounding really stupid, can I ask a question?
Sure.
Is there more wildlife, like, making a comeback in eastern Massachusetts than, let's say, 20 or 30 years ago?
Yeah, especially with the deer population and the amount of ticks we have now. The tick thing is through the roof. We're driving to school today, saw two deer, like, right along the side of the road. Like, Jesus.
Well, I know the turkey population has exploded.
Turkeys are everywhere.
Which can actually be traced to them bringing... like six turkeys from New York in the 70s. There were no turkeys left in Massachusetts.
We're eating good.
So that's like an actual thing that they did to build the population back.
Right.
And now there's too many of those damn things. So the turkeys are back. I have rabbits everywhere in my yard.
Yep. I do too.
Every day. There's at least two or three of them.
Oh, you got a lot nicer yard than you did a few years ago.
Belly goes crazy.
But they're in all my neighbors' yards too, and some of their yards are garbage. So
some of it's development, and the wildlife gets pushed out of the... out of the formerly undeveloped areas.
That crazy lady still on the other side of the fence?
No, she moved out.
Thank God.
Thank God is right.
Remember the bear that made it all the way into Brookline a couple of years ago?
It was during the Bruins playoff run. This is why I said this is common this time of year, because I remember the hockey playoffs, and I said it's a sign for the Boston Bruins.
Parked itself up in a tree over by, I want to say, Hammond Street.
What the hell did he go up in a tree for? You're a freaking bear, man. What do you
I'll tell you why.
What do you think, you're a cat?
I can take a guess.
What?
Yesterday, thunder. Bears go up in the tree. They get scared. The young bears go up in the tree when there's thunder and lightning.
Stupid bears.
Like,
get away from the
tree.
That's
the last place you want to go. Yeah. Dumb. Find a dumb bear.
Find an overpass, idiot.
I like the one that once go up the telephone pole. And it's wires zapped and it's hanging off.
Well, this was all happening last night.
This is why we tell this story. Hardy, get to it.
We have a constantly running... show text.
Which Hardy has tried to unsubscribe to at least a half a dozen times.
Yes, most recently over the weekend. And it's generally the fault of one person who texts something I just can't take anymore. But...
Oh, it's T-Bone? Is it T-Bone?
No, it's not T-Bone.
Jim?
No, not Jim.
I know it's not me.
It's not you. So, Scott...
I didn't text you anything over the weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, you did.
I can't say it.
It's not specifically Dan.
And it's nothing that would get you in trouble with anyone, but I'm not going to say it because it might be a little bit embarrassing, and I don't want to bring it up.
Fine.
Okay?
Yep.
But last night, the between the five of us, it was Jim Lauf
watching the game,
who tweeted a very nice link to the story. There's a bear up in a tree in Newton. People are asking people to avoid the area, and officers said, police believe he came into the city by the Green Line MBTA tracks. Photo, all right. Zoe immediately replies, F, whole word, yes. Next text, that was 11:36 p.m. 11:37 p.m., Scott Zolak. I've been here 27 years and never been on a train. A bear has.
I actually laughed. I laughed out loud. I LOL'd.
I didn't read the track part. I cut it off after MBT.
When I read this.
11:38, Jim Lauf. He wasn't on the train. He was on the tracks. Mark Bertrand, LOL, including a gif of a bear falling out of a tree.
That was funny.
11:45, Scott Zolak.
Monkeys.
Oh.
Oh.
And then it went back to the Yanny and Laurel discussion earlier.
We'll get to that, too.
Yeah, right. That'll be later.
Right.
But no, Zoe, the bear didn't get on the train. It says right there in the story.
They say, like, the bear went and bought a freaking ticket. Said the train's doors open, like, on the street. I'm passing through BC and stuff. I can see an animal getting on a train.
You can see that.
I swear to God.
Tell me how that goes. Tell me how that plays out.
I swear to God. In my kids' lives, I thought the bear was on the train.
No, tell me how, though. How would that have happened?
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
I don't know, because I have never been on the train, but I've been in traffic to where I see the train stop and doors open.
Hold on. I know you've never been on the MBTA.
Correct.
You've told us this many times.
Yes.
But how does the bear get on the train and no one notices? No one on
could have
the train,
been.
No human could have
been
on
late
the train.
I don't know.
Empty train?
Empty train. I didn't go down that wormhole. Could have been on the back end of the train where maybe people were. I don't know. I just saw the report and I'm like, that fucking bear.
Do you think the bear sits, or is he more of a stand-up?
That bastard said, screw the woods. I'm going to the city for some grub. And you know what? I'm going to go hang out in Newton. That's a nice little neighborhood. Center Street. They got that little, you got that taco dive bar right there. They got a couple other things.
So where is the bear now? Just hanging around in Newton somewhere?
Probably
and that's
eating
not
out
considered
of the
a
garbage.
Big deal? That's a rather densely populated area.
Oh, God,
I find that to be a problem.
It's right down the street here. Yeah. But it was seen at Crystal Lake, which is a huge... I know where Crystal Lake is. Everybody's jogging there. It's on the other side of Mr. Sid. Hardy, you know where Crystal Lake is,
so
right?
So the bear is just waiting at the Woodland T stop, just hanging out. Waiting for the doors to open.
Right here.
Bing, boom, boom, boom.
Next stop, Walden.
Gets on?
Nah.
Next thing you know, that sucker, you got a free ride.
Nah, the destination of your train is Government Center.
I'm getting off at Newton Highlands. Bing, boom. Newton Island, doors open on the left.
Yeah, Paddington.
That's my stop.
Paddington got on the train.
Oh, yeah.
On a midnight train.
Wow.
Derailed.
Derailed.
Yep.
Turn it up, Jim!
I love this song.
L.A. Yeah. Prove too much for me. He says, take it. So he's leaving the light.
Mm.
He's come to know.
What'd he say?
He said, going back to find.
Getting a little honeycomb.
90 seconds here with Hardy.
Give me a beehive.
We'll get right back to the Celtics and their night last night to take a 2-0 series lead. That is coming up next.